April is looking like quite a big month for you. You are in line for your 149th appearance for Derry City. And if you play on Friday night against Drogheda and then play next Friday night against Galway, it'll be your 150th appearance for Derry City. Are you aware of this, first of all, by any chance?
I was aware that I was kind of up there, but not until you pointed it out that I was that close. So no, thanks for you for pointing that out.
What does it feel like knowing that you've played nearly 150 matches for your club?
It feels brilliant. It's a lot of games, and you know, I'm delighted to hopefully reach that milestone in the coming weeks. So it means a lot because obviously it probably means that a bit more coming through the academy and that. So I'm grateful to have played that many games so far.
Do you remember your debut for Derry City back then?
I think I came on against Cork in 2019. I came on, I think we were 1-4-0, and I came on right back. I think it was such a proud moment for me making my debut. I think it's in a young boy's dream, you know, to try and play at that level, and especially coming through the academy, as I said, it means a bit more, and to make it that night, and you know, I think my dad and that was up there, so no, it meant a lot.
Seeing all the years that you've played for Derry City, Ronan, what has been the most standout game in your eyes that you've played with the club?
The cup final in 2022, that's obviously the big standout. Winning that cup wasn't unbelievable. It probably was the best day in, you know, Derry City shirt I had yet. But them European games as well in 2023 in that summer was, you know, they're really, really special as well too.
You're 23 and you've achieved so much at one club. Career-wise, can you see Derry City being your final stop?
I love playing for Derry. I'm gonna go person like yourself too, but no, I love playing for Derry and we say come to the academy and all that, and I feel a real connection with the fans and all. But I just try and work hard and, you know, and try and fulfill my potential. And I know I've a lot of games played, but I still feel that I can kick on again, and I still feel that I can improve, and I still feel that, you know, I can obviously get better.
Before we even look at this week, let's talk about last week and your goal against Cork City. What a goal for starters. Are you happy to be back on the score sheet again?
Aye, definitely. I think I had a couple of chances, you know, in the first couple of rounds of fixtures, and, you know, to finally pick the chance, obviously, and to get in the score sheet. And obviously it was a vital goal to get us back into the game as well. And that's obviously the most important thing. And then Mickey Duffy got us over the line and then which was brilliant, obviously, to get the 3 points.
I've watched you over the years at Derry City. Could I and would I be right in thinking that could we be maybe getting deceived with the, I'm going to air quote this, defender position? Because watching you play and looking at your goals, overhead kicks, there's clearly a lot of work being put in the goal scoring aspect of things.
I don't know about that now, to be honest. I think going that way might be pushing a bit too far now, but no, it's just trying to get in them areas, and I think I've a decent wee knack of trying to get in them areas, and then as I say, you know, it's about taking your chance in. But I think I'm a defender, I'm not going to get too carried away myself scoring out of kick just yet. But you can obviously rotate and play different positions, you know, but no, I'm a defender first and foremost, and I love defending, and I love keeping clean sheets as well.
Is there any truth in the fact though that you've been working after training with your goal scoring though?
You know, over the last couple of years I've always kind of stayed behind, you know, and when I felt okay, when my body felt, but I didn't feel like I was doing too much, you know, I would stay behind and, you know, try and practice my crossing and try and I would do some finishing as well. And, you know, so I think hence that, you know, it do help you, and, you know, then we 1%, so even if it's 5 or 10 minutes staying out behind, it gives you more confidence going into the game on a Friday night that you know that they've actually been working on it, and you know that you can take them chances.
Well, a lot of people recently have been associating you with Eddie McCallion with your right back position. Can you see the similarities maybe in you and Eddie McCallion?
I think, you know, Eddie obviously had a brilliant career, and I'm not sure in how many appearances he had for Derry. I think was it over 500 or something like that, you know, which is unreal. And you know, if I got anywhere near that playing for Derry, I'd be delighted. I definitely, would they call him Steady Eddie? I think that's what they call them. So no, that can only be a good thing. And if for comparisons to me and him, you know, I'm happy with that.